You are listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. I'm Eran York, and this show first aired on August 28, 2026. As the 2026 municipal election approaches, Waterloo Region is entering a new era in which the provincial government will appoint its regional chair, and councillors are now pushing back against the possibility of concentrating executive power in one person.
The people within this region are mature enough and have demonstrated over the last decades in terms of the evolution of our government here that we don't need anybody to pick our leader. Okay, we can pick our own leader and we can act responsibly and we can do that in terms of the betterment of the regional community.
Regional Councillor Doug Craig brought the motion forward at Waterloo Region's council meeting on Wednesday. It calls on Regional Council to oppose any governance model that would allow one person to serve simultaneously as mayor and regional chair.
Also, the possibility when you combine mayors and chairs together of conflicts of interest that may arise, and also the concentration of authority under both chairs and mayor powers into one individual. And I think that is really something that I have a lot of concerns about. I think what's important is that we need to say publicly what we believe as a regional council in terms of the development and the continuation of regional council into the future, what we believe. And I think the motion is basically sending a message to Queen's Park that we find this is an affront to local democracy, that the people of this region can choose their own chair, and they've done that successfully for a number of years, and that we would like to stay on that path.
Craig is concerned about the overwhelming responsibilities and potential conflicts that could arise from combining the two roles.
First of all, what you're going to have is you're going to have a regional chair mayor, but won't have time for both jobs. There is no way in a major municipality that you can do another job. It's 24/7, it's about 150 events a year, and that's just being a mayor. Now you combine that with a regional chair, it's not doable. It's ridiculous. And so I don't know what the province is thinking about this. Well, they conflict in the sense that the mayor will obviously have a propensity to do things in favor of his own municipality at times, consciously and unconsciously, that doesn't serve the wider regional community. That's just nature. That's going to happen. And I think it certainly garners a conflict of interest, too.
Waterloo Mayor Dorothy McCabe supported the motion.
Well, I think having particularly a mayor with strong mayor powers, also becoming a chair with strong chair powers, that is a recipe for disaster. I personally don't agree with the strong mayor or the strong chair power. We're elected to serve as a council and to have everyone's voice be equal because everyone brings different perspectives and different information to the table. That system has served us well for years and years and decades, and it certainly shouldn't be changed without some deep consultation with the community.
Since 1997, Waterloo Region residents have elected the regional chair directly in municipal elections. Before that, the chair was chosen by regional council. However, with the Bill 100 passed in May 2026, the province of Ontario will appoint this position.
I think the point being that the province has, on a number of occasions, acted arbitrarily and unilaterally without talking to municipalities. This is just another example of it, where they're making decisions that are not in the best interests of the regional community.
Because the province has also been clear that they're going to appoint a chair and they're going to give that chair a mandate letter saying this is what we as the provincial government wants you, chair, to do in your community, where that is the opposite of how the system is supposed to work. We are supposed to be elected by and to be representatives of our community with our residents and our local organizations and businesses and everyone here telling us their opinions, their information, what we need to know, how to best represent them. This The way that the province is setting this up is that the province will have more centralized control over what happens in our community, and that's not what the residents want, that's not what I want, and certainly that's what regional council tonight has said.
Rob Fleck, Minister and Municipal Affairs and Housing, said these changes provide the necessary tools for local leadership to advance our shared priorities and better serve our communities, including by expediting housing and infrastructure development.
Complete nonsense. The reason we have problems with housing is because the federal government in the late 1980s got out of housing. The provincial government, which took it over, never fulfilled it. And now they're suggesting and essentially criticizing municipal governments for the affordability and the housing shortage. It's nonsense. And strong mayor powers are not going to solve this issue, strong chair powers. It's going to take money from the federal government and provincial government and the municipalities working together. That's what's going to solve the problem, not a particular set of powers put in one office in the region of Waterloo.
Province said that's why they brought in strong mayor powers, was to accelerate housing approvals, etc. And the results have shown that that actually has not been the case. There's, like, I don't use strong mayor powers, and I can, and our council can work through the planning process and get approvals quicker than people who use the strong mayor powers. These strong mayor powers are setting up a conflict immediately within councils, and that is delaying processes, not speeding them up.
McCabe and Craig both oppose the provincial appointment system for regional chair.
We're not here to take the mandate from the provincial government and implement it in our region. I understand the desire for the province to have all regional chairs get to their position in the same way, but that same way should include an election, whether they're elected to regional council and then regional council selects one of us to be appointed as chair, or they're directly elected, but they should not be appointed by the province.
So there is a middle ground here. It's not the very best. I mean, the very best is to have a regional chair elected by the people of the region. But a middle ground is to have the elected representatives at the very first meeting pick a chair for the region amongst that leadership horseshoe. And that would be a middle ground, in my opinion.
Kent Sealing is the only former regional chair we found who also served as a mayor at the same time. He was the mayor of Woolwich Township when regional council elected him regional chair in 1985. We will see whether there will be a second one when the province appoints the new regional chair on November 15, following the municipal election. Regional Council passed Craig's motion unanimously. The resolution will now be forwarded to the Premier of Ontario, the Minister of Municipal Affairs and Housing, local MPPs, area municipalities, and affected regional municipalities. This story featured an interview with Regional Councillor Doug Craig, Regional Councillor Dorothy McCabe, and clips from the Region of Waterloo's council meeting. Clips from the meeting were taken from the Region of Waterloo's public YouTube broadcast. This is Aaron Yoruk for CKMS News on 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. Thank you for listening. This program is part of the Local Journalism Initiative, and it's funded by the Community Fund of Canada, Heritage Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. Check out the archived version of this program on radiowaterloo.ca/news. And listen to all LGI content on frequencynews.ca. If you want to get in touch with comments or ideas about stories to cover, email us at news@radiowaterloo.ca.